Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning lameness in your dairy herds. As we think about our hoof trimming and we think about some of those reports that may be coming across your desk if you're the herd manager, probably seeing an increase in some of the lesions as a result of things that happen during the summertime. Heat stress generally increases our chances that we'll see things like white line disease or sole ulcers. You know, there's been several studies that have been published that have looked at the cost of lameness in our dairy herds. A lot of times we think about it in terms of how much milk we lose because those animals that are lame do produce less milk each year. It could be as much as 1,500 pounds per cow that is actually lame, but there's other things that are important as we think about lameness. When we look at the actual annual cost of lameness in our dairy herd, only about 24% of that total cost is actually associated with the reduced milk yield that we get from our animals. Another 24% is related to early culling, and 39% is actually related to reduce fertility. So when you look at the annual cost by lesion, sole ulcers account for about 56% of our total cost, and white line disease another 25%. So if you're seeing issues of sole ulcers and white line disease as you review the hoof trimming records of your dairy herd, maybe you should think about how you might prevent that in the first place, and that would go back to management of the feed bunk during the summertime as well as cow cooling. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.